listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Warren Campbell and Erica Campbell with All of My Life, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Oh, ha.
EC, it's my baby mama. You already know though, check it out, hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, though your blessings so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
Well,
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your bless up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright, trust me. And we're going up. He gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole, let it overflow. So here's where I'll be. I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. Up in here, throw your bless up so it's clear. Yeah, I'ma be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate, neither the time I gotta wait, neither the death will separate. Never change my mind, never from the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Forever, yeah.
I say forever. Be clear, I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'ma be loving you. Everybody that's up in here,
everybody, yeah.
Throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'm Trina Jeffrey, a.k.a. Sister Cantaloupe, your gospel comedian, and you listen to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I am ready for love. Why are you hiding? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. captivity. I am ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the time that it takes just to stay. Ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same. Just need you to acknowledge I am here. If you give me half a chance, I'll prove this to you. I will be patient, kind, faithful, and true to a man who loves music, a man who loves the spirit world and thinks with his heart. I am. I am ready for love. If you take me in your hands, I will learn what you teach and do the best that I can.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was India Irie with Ready for Love, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows each week. Joy Seekers, can you believe it? We are halfway through 2021. Deanne and I know you are enjoying this month's theme, Educate, Enable, and Empower. The theme focuses on intellectual and social instruction training to give individuals authority to make things possible by becoming stronger and more confident. Here's If Anything Ever Happened to You by BB and CC Winans, and I'm Sure It's You by Shayla, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
See you. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
It's just the little things that tell you that you are right where you should be. And whether we're in love or out of it, there's something deep inside my heart that tells me I'm sure it's you. I'm sure it's you. No one could ever change my mind or convince me otherwise. My heart belongs to you. I know we'll make it through. I'm sure it's you. Change a thing, 'cause every year just made us stronger. I'm glad we took the time to wait for God's sign. I'm sure it's you. I'm sure it's you. None could ever change my mind. Oh, convince me otherwise. My heart belongs to you. I know we'll make it through. I'm sure it's you. Today I'm standing here without any fear. You see, every moment's led me right to you. I'll remember you were meant to be the one to set me free. And I'm sure it's you, yeah. I'm sure it's you. No one can ever change my mind. Oh, convince me otherwise. My heart belongs to you. Gonna say I do. I'm sure it's you.
What's up, everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Traditionally, the month of June is known as the beginning of wedding season. Through this month's theme, Deanne and I wanted to use the framework from this month's theme and explore relationships and marriage through the subtopic Marriage in Training. And we have an incredible special guest who is going to help us all this evening. But first, here's I Promise by Cece Winans and Her by Isaac Curry, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I knew
the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited. We are celebrating Educate, Enable, and Empower during the month of June. And we hope that you've been enjoying this theme as we've kicked it off the last Sunday. And we are going to continue with that same theme. We have a phenomenal guest for you on this evening, Lady Trinette Wilson.
Hey, hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So we're just going to go ahead and we are going to dive right in.
Wonderful.
So tell our listening audience a little about yourself and what you do.
Wonderful. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, audience. My name is Trinette Wilson, known as Lady Trinette Wilson in the etiquette world. I am an etiquette consultant, social historian, and an author and ghostwriter of over 57 books. So I work to make people their very, very best. And I'm just so honored to be used by God in this way.
Awesome. Deanne?
Hi, Lady Trinette. I hope you are doing well on this evening. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So my first question is, how did you get started in the etiquette industry? And what was the inspiration behind your founding of the National Association of Urban Etiquette Professionals?
Great question. You know, when I first started, I was really in the teen pregnancy prevention field. So I was a teen mom and felt a real calling by God to give back in that area in some way. And so as I was doing that, the field was really moving more toward giving, you know, condoms and things like that. And as I'm talking to the girls, I'm discovering that they didn't have even basic skills of hygiene and being a young lady. And so immediately, because I am an AKA, I had already gone through some etiquette training. And I thought, well, you know what? I want to dig deeper into the etiquette field. So that's how I kind of got started, seeing that we were meeting a need, but the need that we were meeting was not really what the girls needed. And so I started with wanting to certify women and men to teach in predominantly African-American communities. And so my first class had Miss Black USA, Queen Latifah's hairdresser, and someone who was on Living Single. So when I saw that, I knew I was doing the right thing.
Yay. Good for you. And so my next question is, you recently wrote a book entitled Wives in Training, The Ultimate Guide to Becoming a Godly Wife.
Yes.
In the book, you tie etiquette in with marriage. And so I'd like to know what inspired you to write this book first and foremost. And I would assume that a lot of it comes from your career and working with the young ladies and teaching etiquette there. But also, can you share with our listeners briefly how you explore the 9 key areas of marriage etiquette?
That's another great question. So as a mother and a wife of 31 years, so when you're married for that long, you begin to discover different things that make your marriage more fulfilling, more happy, communicate better. And so I started implementing little etiquette rules in my marriage, around respect, around communication, around sharing of duties. And as I began to implement it, God began to pour into my heart that there are maybe some wives who maybe don't know how to do a basic table setting. There may be some wives who don't know how to entertain when guests come over. And so that's some of the book. Some of the book is about how to discuss issues such as in-laws, and some of them call them outlaws, stepkids, religion. So I just thought it was really important as a successful, you know, to be married 31 years. I won't say I'm successful, but what I will say is that we've been able to stay together that long, and I wanted to share it in a unique way with women who were just getting married.
And it's certainly a blessing. 31 years is definitely a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So my question, Lady T, is there are many individuals who are struggling as they journey from courtship to marriage. And as I stated earlier, our theme for the show this month is educate, enable, and empower. But we also wanted to focus on marriage and training. Many of us know that June is the beginning of wedding season, right? What advice would you give to single women as well as newly married women as they navigate through this process?
Ooh! So, navigate through the marriage season, navigate through courting.
Courtship to marriage.
Yes. Well, so one thing that's very, very important is to understand that you're merging two individuals into one person. And that's whether you're courting, married, whatever, your overall goal is to be one in this relationship. And so what I would tell single women and married women is not to try to change your mate, because you're not God and you're not their mother. And so if you didn't like what he was doing before you got married, you're going to hate it when you marry him. So don't think you're going to change that thing just because a ring goes on his finger. It's going to be amplified because in his mind now you belong to him. So what I would say is those little things that irk you as a single person in your courtship will definitely move over into the marriage. And if you can't deal with it, and you're going to spend the rest 10, 12 years trying to change a grown person. You cannot re-raise a grown person. And at the other side, I would say, don't let him change you. Now, if there are some things that you could work on as far as being a little bit more submissive, you know, when, you know, during conversations or how you're dealing with him. But it's important to know that you are two whole people come together, not two half of people coming together to make one whole. So hopefully that you give them both, you all both have the space that you need to be the individual that you are. And then mutual respect. That's a part of allowing them to be themselves. But respect is so crucial, because when you're married, you kind of sometimes, this person is here, or if you're dating for a long period of time, this person is here, and you can start making decisions without that person's knowledge. And so one of the rules we have in our home is no decision. You cannot make a purchase over $300 without us discussing it. But let's talk about it, baby. Because, you know, he brings home a car worth $40,000 and you're like, oh, we didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Now, let me ask you a question here.
Yes, ma'am.
So what about, like, what about, you know, over time? I have to admit, I've been married 12 going on 13 years. You know, Amazon, sometimes the block is hot with Amazon. So does that mean a total of 300? Or does that mean, well, like 300 is probably, because I have buyer's remorse. So if I'm buying some over 300, it's like,
But yeah, but you can buy 10 things for 30 and still be okay, right?
I mean, like, when those Amazon boxes pop up at the door, it's like, I don't know who that's for.
In any marriage, and this is the number one thing, really, is communication.
Yeah,
it's definitely communication. You're a grown woman, so I don't have to hide anything. I don't have to pretend that I'm not doing what I'm doing. I work very hard for my money, just like he does. And if I want a box from Amazon, that's what it's going to be. But if it is the shared account, if it is shared money that I'm pulling from, then I definitely will have that discussion with him. And then, you know, he'll notice an Amazon, a box or two are coming in, and he'll be like, ooh, you're on a little roll. And I'll be like,
same here. Remember, we talked about that. We talked about purchasing that. I just went on and did it.
Again, if it's my own money and it's for my business, I don't discuss it. But if it is, I would join account. I would definitely have that discussion. Because you know what? Men don't get so mad when they see one big amount come out. But when they see 5, 10, 15, 30 yeah. transactions, that's when they'll sit up and say, what are you doing?
Right.
So right. you just have to learn how to communicate around your money in every situation in your home in a respectful way.
Exactly. I agree. So, Lady Trinette, I have another question. So, what advice do you have for our parents as it pertains to keeping our marriages solid in the midst of parenting? And then it's a two-part question. What advice do you have for single parents wanting to find a spouse?
Wonderful. So for parents who are looking in on marriages, what I would say, all of my kids, except one is married. I have adult, I think my oldest is 36. They've been married like 13, 14 years. What I would tell any parent, of course, is to pray for your children and for their mates. Do not pop up over their house without permission. Call, make sure that they are ready to receive you. And it's not a matter, you don't own their house. And you know, I know you're the parent, your mom, and that may be your daughter or that may be your son, but their spouse's spouse first and foremost. And so respect your daughter-in-law, son-in-law's space by asking, hey, you all busy? Do you mind if I come by? Make sure that you don't put yourself into a middle of a situation where your son or daughter has to choose you, because you're being disrespectful to the daughter-in-law, son-in-law. So there has to be boundaries. That's the word of the day, boundaries, where in-laws are concerned. As a single mother, what I would say, I met my husband when I was single, as a matter of fact. So for single moms, this is what I would say. First and foremost, your children are the most important thing. Is the most important thing. If you have not gotten a mate by the time they're about 5 or 6 years old, I would definitely pump the brakes and go ahead and wait till they're 18. And it's because, and the only reason I say this is because when they're two, I got married when my oldest was 4 and my youngest was 2. They were still young enough to be molded in this family unit.
Right.
And not just discounting the father or anything, but you know, this is your family unit. When you get into 8, 9, 10 years old, you're not my daddy. You ain't been here since. So there are some issues that come up as kids get older when men come into the life of a single woman. What I would say also is do not bring the man around your home, around your children, until you're very comfortable with him, until you know him. Because if you really don't know him, you don't want him around your daughters or even your sons nowadays. And so as mothers, especially single mothers, we're our children protectors. We're the first line of defense from the world that's out there who wants to hurt them. So what I would say is be careful. You deserve love as a single mother, just like everyone else. But take your loving away from the home.
Right. Now with the fathers, you know, especially we got Father's Day coming up. I'm actually in a blended family, and our older daughter, she's 21. And for fathers, it seems to be a little different. Like, you know, I know the boundary that I had, especially when dating men with children, is that they had to be older than 2 or actually 3, 4, because, you know, the thought that they might still be in a relationship with mom, or you know how that goes.
Absolutely. So
when I met her, she was 6. But it seems to be a little different for men, or at least I will say for the non-custodial parent, that you know, the dating rules, the marriage rules seem to be a little different. Would you say the same?
I would say the same. And in that situation, you know, the mother and the father need to set boundaries. So as a mom, you need to let him know, you know, hey, baby, I know we're not together anymore. These are some of the things that I would like, you know, to see when you pick up Lil Jayla. You know, so when you're with Lil Jayla, what I would ask is that if X, Y, and Z, that may be that you're not taking her to the girlfriend's house because you're on the third girlfriend in 3 weeks.
Right.
That girl is not allowed to put her hands on my child. So we've seen instances where stepmothers are killing children of their boyfriend. And it's because they don't like the baby because they don't like the baby's mama. So if your child tells you, daddy, I'm scared of this girl, or this girl is putting hands on me, the father needs to respond to that. I've seen too many dads sitting crying and saying, I didn't think she would ever hurt my daughter. I can't believe she did it. Yeah, she'll do it. So fathers do need to take care of and protect their children, but it's going to take the mother communicating that importance. I really do believe that, because if mama don't say nothing, then she's just going to assume he's going to take care of her child, when that's not always the case. Sometimes men think with the brain in their pants versus the brain in their head.
Well, yeah. I know back in the day, that's how a lot of grandparents ended up raising grandchildren, because there were step monsters. They thought that they were step monsters. So, you know, I'm glad a lot of that hopefully has changed. But with regard to the first question and the married parents, when they have little ones, because I know we addressed the older kids who may be in a marriage, and respecting their boundaries and their privacy. What about if they have little ones and they're married and they're trying to figure out, how do we incorporate a date night? How do we, you know, how does this marriage etiquette work for us? And we have these young children at home, especially after, you know, on the tails of a pandemic, how does that work?
Absolutely. So of course, I always tell people, when you're in a relationship, especially in marriage, you and your spouse are the two most important things. Mm-hmm. You feed the family, you clothe the family, you take care of the family. So you loving one another has to be a priority. So date night, me and my husband never had date nights. People say, how do you stay married 31 years? He and I, we never planned any of it, but we always knew it was a priority. So even without sometimes communicating it, it was that little, I look like, baby, let's go to the movie. And we just go and go do something. And so number one, communicating, making sure that you know that you all are a team together raising these children. And so if mama says no, daddy says no. Not allowing the kids to come in between and kind of pull you from one side to the next. The other thing is, even though I said we didn't have date night where we wrote it on a calendar, we did make sure we spent time together. So we took staycations. Grandma would babysit, nieces would babysit, cousins would babysit. Whoever needed to babysit for that weekend, we would make that happen. So it wasn't a lot of expense to go to the Grey Wolf Lodge or up here to the Embassy Suites Hotel and just spend a weekend together, spending time together. And so we just tried to make sure that we made each other priority. So what I would tell parents with little ones is to always keep each other number one and love on each other. We go by and say, oh, you're looking good. You're looking cute today. So complimenting one another, making sure that your room is an oasis. Women, I cannot stress this enough for your husbands. Clothes all on the floor, makeup everywhere, jewelry everywhere, shoes everywhere. No, because the other lady got her room clean. Mm-hmm. With the leopard skin sheets on the bed. So we as women must always stay in contact, in connection with our femininity and with the fact that he married you. He didn't marry someone else. So whatever you had, he wanted. He wanted it. So continue that up. Continue.
That's good.
I'll step on some toes now. Step on them toes.
I'm taking notes, Lady T. I'm still out in these single streets, so I'm taking notes.
That's all right, man. God got your man for you.
Absolutely. Yes. So my question is, you have an event coming up that's culturally connected to the African American community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, we here in Texas, when we were freed as slaves, Paul Revere didn't quite get to us in time.
Right.
So we were not freed until like a year later. And June 19th is the day that we celebrate our freedom, the recognition, shall I say, of our freedom. So on Juneteenth, I'll be at the DeSoto Library for the Royal Black and Elite, the Black Experience. A lot of times we see ourselves as Black people, all we see is slaves. Every time you turn around, we asking somebody to please treat us like people. But the fact of the matter is, we come from a long line of royalty. We come from a long line of distinction. And I thought it high time we really started talking about it. So I wrote a book in February called Royal Black and Elite. And from there, it's in the DeSoto Library and getting in libraries all across the country, as well as doing a tour with HBCUs to bring to light that we do have a royal background, an elite background, and I just want to share it. So come out to the DeSoto Library at 11 o'clock a.m. We have a whole day planned. They have a whole day planned. I'm part of that day. A lot of food, activities, and just a Black love on that day there at the DeSoto Library.
Awesome. Awesome. That's going to be amazing. And we have a lot of individuals who are becoming more connected to that day. And my hope and my prayer is that Juneteenth is not made into another day off, but be a day of service, a day of education, and a day of enlightenment and understanding. And your event fits right into that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Dion.
So, let's see. Actually, Emily, we might need a little vacation. Oh, you know, we vacation on 4th of July. So, Juneteenth can be
a day off. I do say that it needs to be the same mindset that Dr. King's day is.
Yeah. Well, Lady Trinette, thank you so much for joining us. Our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Yes, you can reach me online. Go out to our website, www.naueep.com. And that's where you can locate us with all of our etiquette information. If you would like to become a certified etiquette instructor, or we're actually getting ready to, in October, have our yearly conference. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be virtual. Well, it's really going to be hybrid. Some of it's going to be in person. Some of it's going to be virtual. And so you can reach out about more information at the website. Of course, you can always reach me at Lady T at Urban Girls, that's with a Z, .org. And on social media, on Facebook, I'm Lady Trinette Wilson. And on Instagram. Of course, I never update Instagram.
You need help? We got you.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, amazing. Right. And that's the event that you were talking about with the etiquette and all. Mm-hmm. Where will that take place?
That will take place here in Dallas, Texas, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. And that's October 23rd through the 25th. And actually, we'll have one. I'm sorry, the little dog is barking. The 25th, we will actually, this will be the first time that we're out rolling out our pageant coach certification. Okay. So if you ever have a dream of being a pageant coach, you can be certified now. I'm very excited about that new certification.
Awesome. I have to add that to the list, considering I'm a former pageant queen, along with the other stuff that I'm doing.
Absolutely. Well, pageant coaches do very well, and so we would love to have you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lady Trinette. You are officially now a part of the Brand New Day family, and we'd love to have you back again. So the invitation is open and extended. Thank you again so much.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure. And you all keep up the wonderful work empowering women everywhere.
Absolutely.
We want to thank Lady Trinette Wilson again for joining the Brand New Day family this evening to help us empower and equip singles, engaged couples, and newly married women. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's B.B. Wyman's with I Found Love.
Mm-hmm. When I found you, I found found somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found love.
This is Fanchon Kennedy, and you're listening to The Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I found love in you. And I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. This is why I love you, because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you.
because you love me. You love me. I found love in you, and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. And this is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. The stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do. This is why I love you. This is why I love you. I found love in you, and no other love will do. That's why I love you.
Was Major with Why I Love You, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I want to encourage you to sign up and join our brand new book club. Our first book selection is 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, by Shelley Mache, who is a certified life purpose coach, author, international speaker, and women's change agent, and a member of the Brand New Day family. 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, is a personal journey of self-discovery and empowerment, providing helpful tools and suggestions to help take back the emotional control that others have repeatedly been allowed access to in your life. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, July 3rd, 2021, for our virtual book club discussion with the author on Saturday, July 10th, 2021 at 7 p.m. You may purchase the book at www.shelleymache.com/author or www.amazon.com. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you will educate, enable, and empower yourself and others along the way. Also, log on to our website at www.brandnewdayemily.com. And don't forget to tune in next week. We have a special Father's Day broadcast just for the fathers. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for equipping us for the week, giving us the tools to successfully navigate this coming week. We thank you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and you delight in your way. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us creativity, giving us witty inventions and concepts and ideas. God, we want to be more like you. Thank you for making us into the image of your dear Son. Thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, oh God. God, we thank you for educating, enabling, and empowering us so that we can become stronger and more confident, oh God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's David and Tamala Mann with Ups and Downs.
Ups and downs. Ups and downs.
Wait a minute.
We've been together, seem like forever. And I wanna spend another lifetime, 'cause it don't get much better. Don't care about the weather. Oh, as long as I'm with you, I'm safe and warm. I'm happy that I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through other
ups and downs.
It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more.
Me, baby, just wrap your arms around me, baby. Hold on tight like the first time I met you. Oh, since that day, been right beside you. You showed me, baby, you a rider. So, honey, I'ma ride into the sunset with you. Oh, and I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we'll make it through all the. It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more out there, rather.
Ups and downs.
Life ain't perfect, but we're both
here right now.
and I love you more after everyone. We got a love that can conquer anything.
You are the melody that makes my heart sing.
I'm in every word, that's why you rock my last name.
I swear that I love you.
It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the ups and downs. It ain't been perfect, but we're both
here right now.
And I love you more after all
the ups and downs. All of the ups.
Life ain't perfect, but we're both
right now. That's why I love
you. And I love you more after everyone. I love you more after everyone. I'm in every word, that's why you wrote my last name.
I swear that I love you. Yeah.